Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Brian J. Klein, and I love AVA Live
Hey,
Music.
This is Rob Hill from Canada, and I absolutely love AVA Live
Hi, this
Radio.
Is Tara Everly of Iridescence, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Jacqueline Jacks, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Lainey Nash, and I love AVA Live
this
Radio.
This is Chris Bishop, and I love AVA Live
Hi, this
Radio.
This is Naomi Thom, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, we're Orange Avenue.
And we love AVA Live Radio.
Welcome to AVA Live Radio, everyone. This is your host, Jacqueline Jacks. You are here for episode 565A with John Hans. This is his song, James. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Named after his grandpops, came out the womb a grown man. School never prepared him for things he had to withstand. Shit, Long Island grew him, Bama shaped him, Atlanta paid him, and some suckers try to play him. James, never the type to roll over from fighting with his hands, looking out for his mans, then giving chickens the cold shoulder. His pops said goodbye when he was 1-5, 3 years passed and his sister died. What happened in that man's mind to make him no longer mine? He went from singing in church to carrying a deuce 5. From working at Jack's to selling sacks in a 2-piece. From walking to work to driving a hoopty, James. He wasn't hard, but lived by the law, stand your ground. So when they shot up the club, he was there until his brother got out. Gage in hand, the younger one. Life made him determined to shine like the sun. Even though there were egregious folks, didn't like the aura he carried, he's too dope. James, living with pain and natural curses, jumped over hurdles, started spitting these verses in reverse. It's Samaje, jazz on a track, Najee, looking at the world like y'all be the entree. Got his funds up, the fines with his thumbs up, LeBron back at home still throwing the dust up. His own sound, his own label, Cavassier in a glass alone at the table. One goal, feed the season, let it multiply. Fuck you niggas, I'm feeling like 4-5 James. No matter the weight he carried, he solidified. No matter the things he buried, there's a reason why. Look into his eyes, don't judge a book by its cover. Life made him a lethal weapon, Candy Glover. No matter the weight he carried, he solidified. No matter the things he buried, there's a reason why. Look into his eyes, don't judge a book by its cover. Life made him a lethal weapon, Danny Glover. They tried to off him, his people's crossed him. That's what it takes when you surrounded by butchers and snakes. Life gave him lemons, but he made on a bomber. 95 starter cap and a black bomber. James, still he spit it from the depths of the earth. Construction he be putting in work. Drill bit, carpenter, penetration she squirt. Your boy strapped, and the wifey got the little Uzi in her purse. Plus she hustled from the dirt, says I taught her well. Skip the whack dudes, doing whatever sells. Rastafari, seen it through his third eye. Blanket over Cyclops, stay away from all cops. Cook them seeds, fruit of they Pop-Tarts. Shit, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder why they reached off his hustle, trying to make a come up, James. When I laid on the floor searching for energy, when I had no dough, they didn't remember me. When they thought I was dead, they prepared his eulogy. And now they all scared, cause I be the truest me. James, this the shit that make doves cry. Purple rain and you hand over stacks, just a new in return, it's nothing but real rats, huh. Applaud that, when the guitar makes a sound and the sample play, you hear the sonic flow, you already know James.
Awesome, that was James by John Hans. Hello, John. How are you? Welcome to AVA Live Radio.
Hey, Jacqueline Jacks. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. Thank you. How can I not be awesome? Get to spend some time with you talking about music. It's a good thing.
That's always good. Yes, it is.
So tell me what you've been doing with your music. I like this. This is like, you know, a culture hack, this one. Tell us about it.
Upon the last album I just put out, The Love, Life, and Commitments, I did a Love, Life, and Commitments Part 2, and it's called The Book of James. And it's really, Love, Life, and Commitments was a story about what is normal average guys going through, you know, with all the songs on their work and the title song, Love, Life, and Commitments. This one, the title of the album, the Book of James, James is the title song. And, you know, a lot of people will hear it and think it's just a hard, you know, track or something like that. But when you listen to what I'm saying on the track is I'm talking a story of this young kid and how he grew up and how he was forced to make changes in his life, or how he had to survive in order to be some form of success and know to go the right ways in life rather than doing some of the other things that he could have done.
Ooh, yeah, totally. And it's totally today too. You know, that's what I think that's my number one conversation that's happening. Wherever I turn on social media, it's just that, you know, what are we all going through? What's the struggle? And gosh, it's been all over the news, right? I mean, there's more than just marketing struggles today. We're dealing with a lot bigger picture. How do you feel about what's going on? I mean, you're obviously attempting to tell a bigger story of a bigger picture than the average artist. And I love that because, wow, I look for that and I don't see enough of it. So props on you there for that. What's going on in your mind with what's happening in the U.S. today?
Sometimes I can only talk about it. You know, I write it like there's a song on the album called Differences. And I say, I speak about how we've been in better for a long time to be different. You know, we see each other as, you're fat, I'm skinny, we don't like each other. I'm better than you because I'm not like you. You know, it's been taught that for generations to separate each other. And so we can never come together to make anything happen in the world because it's always your head is bigger than mine, or I look better than you, or I smell better than you. Or instead of saying, hey, we're all created to be unique and different in our own way, but that doesn't make us better than nobody. So I think a lot of that has to do with what's going on today. If we stopped for a second and didn't classify ourselves as always trying to be better than somebody, maybe at some point we would appreciate each other and work together to make this world a better place. We probably wouldn't have to if it was that way from the beginning. But I think, you know, something out there has to where, hey, divide and conquer, and I can stay in control, you know, but that's another story.
Oh, you know, yeah. Well, I mean, do you think that, one, it's human, it's maybe a male-dominated human nature to divide and conquer? I mean, you know, like be king of your castle, be king of your world. Is that something that is just kind of like bred in men and always has been, or is the competition, has it evolved more than it ever was?
I do think it has evolved, but I don't think it's something that a natural man is born with. I think that's something that's taught or learned, you know, through the progression of growing up in life. It's passed down a generation. Like when you read these books, there's a lot of books you can read that would teach you the same thing, that would tell you the same things, that, you know, to how to do this to be in power, you know, how to do this to be in charge, how to do this to control people, or, you know, and somebody who wrote this already knew this before. And it's, you know, sometimes it's just a trick of the mind that people use on regular people that just wake up, put on their pants and go to work every day, that just want to take care of their family. They have to worry about being dominated or being hated for whatever when they're just normal people. You know, so that's why when you see all these crazy marches and people are fighting for this and we're fighting for that, it's like every month you're going to find people fighting for something. And after the next month, something else is going to happen. And people are trying to say, hey, treat us fairly, be good to us. You know, and it's, you're begging for something that somebody never wants to really happen.
Mm-hmm. And what are they fighting for? You know, it becomes so personal that I don't even know that we haven't all lost the conversation, you know, like really lost track of it because.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have to say, though, like the Generation Z that I'm always talking about, right, that has been elusive up till now, and then all of a sudden has taken such a huge, I mean, they have gathered, you have to admit, there's 50,000 of them marching on Washington
right
now.
Yeah, I mean, you can't forget, young people are powerful, especially with the things that they have at their fingertips nowadays. They can, you know, they can just open their phone right now and see anything they want or read anything they want. They basically got an encyclopedia of the future in their hands. So all they have to do is press a button and say it. And then they're so strong nowadays. Like I was watching something and this young kid, he was on the news and he had to be like 16, 17. He was so intelligent and he was so in tune with what was going on in the world. And I just said, you know, these kids are the future and people are going to have to start respecting that.
Absolutely. It's so true. It's funny because I did a report on this 2 months ago and people were like, Generation Z, what is that? And I said, there are teenagers. You know, it's everybody under 22, yeah. basically. And you have no idea yeah. how organized they are. I mean, like, marketers can't get to them because they're having conversations like they create their own social media waves within their own
right.
group. And they're like,
right,
the
you
group
have to ask them, can you be a part
group.
Of it?
Yeah, and you can't market to
right.
them because they're too smart. They're all about
that's
like
right.
you know, right? They just know, and here they
and
rise.
And their attention span is so short because they're like they automatically know within a couple seconds whether they want to be involved in that or not. No, I'm not doing that. Bye. You know.
Yeah.
you got that's
right.
It's hard.
It's so true. Now, where do you lie? Like, where is your customer? Where are your listeners? You know, do you know like exactly who you're talking to? Do they talk back?
Yes, I've anywhere from an range of maybe 20 to maybe it can go all the way to 50, you know,
mm-hmm.
because what I do is, and I like that. I think the lane is open, you know, for this type of stuff. Like my music is the hip hop that we grew up with. You know, the hip hop
yeah,
that we used to know,
is.
You know, something that tells a story in substance. Like when you listen to music, don't it feel better when you hear a timeless song that you can continue to hear when you're thinking about the story that was told in the song?
Oh, God, yes.
You know,
yeah.
To,
and it's difficult
yeah, do,
in
to
my
me,
position to
right.
respect everything. You know what I mean? But yeah, for sure.
Right. And so when I hear me personally, what I try to do with my music is always tell a story or something that people can relate to. And because maybe the way I came out of it may help. You know, somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I do, I hear people to be like, yo, I went through the same thing, or I can't believe you went through that. Like, is this real? Yeah, it's probably a true story. Majority of the time, it's always a true story that I try to tell and try to articulate it in a way that people want to relate to me. And if they don't know the story, it's like reading a book and you're like, oh my goodness, I got to save that chapter right there, you know, because you want to continue to go back and read it because it's so, you know, it's so intriguing. And that's what I try to do it with an album or with the music that I do.
Oh, I love that. And that's a lot of work, you know, because you have to stay on point, right? Not just for one song, but with the whole conversation.
Dude,
but that's
right.
much respect for doing that and much respect for you actually pursuing it. Because in today's music marketing, people have forgotten that that's where they need to be. You know, we've all put
yeah.
so much attention on a song at a time. And that's true, but you have to be taking it somewhere. Like your documentation, true, it has to be a conversation and it's got to be ongoing, but you also have to make sense. Like you have to be growing somehow, either through conversation or skill, but you still have to be telling a story. Otherwise you're not going to connect. Right.
And, or if you do connect, you're going to connect for 5 minutes. And then
yeah.
as you were saying earlier, a lot of times on your page, you got 45 minutes to catch people's attention. Most people only got a minute or two. And I've known people that did songs and people only listen for a minute and turn off unless it's just something they can dance to. And, you know, a lot of people
yeah.
want to make something to dance to. And that's great music. But what happens after the dancing is gone, you know?
It's so true. After a lot of times, I think that in this field, what I've seen is the marketing is half. It's just half of what it needs to be, because even if you get somebody to play, you have not made an impact just based on the music, because they're so used to their thumbs are rolling all the time, right? They're going.
Right.
So it's now to a point where you're lucky if they play your song for more than 5 seconds before having an opinion. So one,
right.
you've got to think about that first 5 seconds. And two, you've kind of got to hack like culture in a way that you're telling people what value they're going to get so that when they go in to whatever it is that they're coming for you, they already kind of know what they want
to
pull out of
minutes.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They're
ready to listen. And that's right. Definitely. Oh, man, you're so right about that. It's like getting,
that's
it's like
it. It's
setting up,
up
a plate and having the aroma mm-hmm. in the air. So
there you go.
People want to eat. So they're
yeah.
going to eat half the meal before they decide whether they like it or not, you know, instead of just looking at it and saying, I don't want to eat that, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. It's all that. And visual has a ton to do with it. Now, I've found that, like, because I'm weight and balancing our reactions all the time, right? Like, my whole job is around statistics. I'm just constantly glued to stats and seeing what's getting attention in our tweets and our delivery and our system, you know,
right.
and so that we can do the best job we can. And I noticed that, one, titles have a huge business in it. Images have, like, such an impact. I mean, what I, and it's not even exactly what I think is going to be the winning image. It just is. You know, like, you can have an image that maybe one person doesn't get, but the majority of your listeners will completely identify with and understand, and it becomes your best song because of the image leading into the play button.
Because
that's how important that is, you know? So it's really got to be like really understanding your customer and understanding what they're going to relate to, but also telling your own narrative. So you've got to balance it.
Right. Well, when you start doing a sale or you have a customer or any type of client base, you know, it doesn't end after they come in and you do whatever paperwork you do with them. It ends after they go home, and then you still make the phone call to say thanks a week later. You know, so it's always being around to let them know, hey, I'm always around for you. Here's another song. You know, so it's
so
about
true.
Keeping them captivated into what you're doing rather than just saying, hey, press play and forget it. You know, people think nowadays that that somebody's going to come and do it for us, or that marketing is just going to magically work for us. No, it's about getting out there, making the moves, finding the right moves to make and making them accordingly. Because once the move is made, people want more from you. Once you got people eating, they want to continue to eat. They're going to have an appetite tomorrow. They're going to have an appetite later on today. So you got to know what to put in their face. So a lot of times that's what my targeting, you know, is trying to do, you know, because I'm just, you know, I'm a one man band at, you know, the way I do certain things, but it's coming out, you know, you can see it growing, you can see it progressing. So that's one good thing about it from the first album till now, you know, and it's all independent, you know, J. Dot Brown, that's my company. And it's just trying to roll it all into everything.
Now, you and I talked a little bit before the show today about Instagram and social media feeds and content and, you know, and how important it is to tell the right story. Do you feel that, what do you feel is like the biggest hurdle for you as an artist and your time in being able to do it so that people will like get what you need them to know most about your social page? Or from your social page?
I think my biggest hurdle, my biggest hurdle is reach. Of course, I recently use my Instagram more than anything, but my goal is to reach. So there's certain tactics that I'm trying to take now to actually reach people. If I can, you know, because you got to think, the music will sell itself if your music is good. But if nobody hears it, it's like, you know, it's like a tree falling in a forest. It fell, but nobody knew about it. You know,
isn't that
the idea
truth?
Just
get
people.
It is.
Yeah. And I think that when people hear my music, the people, hip hop fans, and even those that aren't hip hop fans, I think when they hear my music, they'll be like, wow, I like that. Or I get where he's going. I like what he's saying. I like how he's talking to me. I'm going to play this song again. So my target isn't the music anymore. My target is the reach. If I can just reach and get your attention, that's basically what I need. So that's what I'm geared towards right now.
So once your music is right, and you feel like you've got something and you're like, okay, I got something in this. I'm really, I spoke like I wanted to. I don't feel like there's anything I need to take back or change. Then you're talking about, okay, now I've got to look for reach. Where do you go? Like where, in your mind, what is like the ultimate place where you can reach people?
I'm getting a lot of reach through right now through Instagram. Like
I like Instagram too.
That's my go-to right now because it's like everybody's there. And once you put a tag in, you're going to get responses because everybody's looking at something else. I mean, you can say love life and hashtag it. And you're going to get people to come through to say, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? You know, if they don't like it, they're going to continue to pass, you know, but you got to know how to continue to capture them, you know, and those are ways that I'm sure your company as well as mine are trying to find the best ways to catch attention and keep the attention. And I think I believe every hip hop fan that I hit, young and old, if I get them to listen once, I'll keep them listening. And then I'll continue to do the same things I did to get them to listen. And that'll really keep them interested. That'll really keep them, you know, because I believe in the music, you know, and I believe what I do it for a reason. I do it, one, to touch people, one, to help people, you know, because it does help. I get a lot of phone calls and people tell me all the time, I can't believe you said that. And I was just thinking that, I just went through it last week or last month or so, and I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. You know, I appreciate you telling a story that I wouldn't have told myself. A lot of people, things I say is personal. You know, I talk about a lot of personal stuff, and some people are like, I don't know, that's going to make you look vulnerable. Well, let it make me look vulnerable.
You gotta be.
You know, I'm
yes.
not.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I got pride of myself.
We're past that, right? Yes. You got to have confidence as an artist. You have to.
Right. I can talk about my life and explain it. Yeah, and I think my skin is pretty thick. I mean, but I've put out a song and waited for 4 responses. You know, I tagged the world and waited and been like, nobody's going to like this. Then a day later, everybody's on it. And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, so
that 24 hour.
Right. You
know,
so
you just got to put it.
Right. You just got to put it out there and walk away from it. You know, it's like if you plant something in a garden. You sit it there and you wait for it to harvest. If you sit there and watch it forever, you're going to grow gray hair and everything, and you're going to miss the rest of your life. You know,
just sit
it there, do what you're supposed to do with it, and let it grow. You know, let it grow because it's going to grow. You're going to reap something.
It's a great point. It's a great point. There's a huge impatience out there, and I see that a lot. I actually have that conversation every day. Like, you've just got to be more patient. They're like, I did this and I did that and I got my website and I got my music right. And now what? You know, where's the attention? And I'm like, attention grows. It comes. Like, you just got to keep doing it, right? How are you at
the best way to
listening to you speak? How are you at video? And like this conversation we're having, do you get that on video? Do you ever get on and just start talking about music and hip hop and
I'm trying to find a right way to do it. Right now I post videos, you know, just quick, you know, Instagram got the quick 1 minute thing. So what I do, I get on there and I'll think of a topic and it's something brief, you know, and I'm just dropping something, but the idea is it's something that's on my album. And I'm basically giving you a conversation. Like, we were talking about differences, the difference in people. I'll do an Instagram about that, just looking at the camera, and I'll be talking about differences, but that people will relate to. They don't know what's on the album, and I give them my plug at the end of the video, and then I keep going, and they still don't know that this is on the album, because I'm not really promoting music.
That.
I'm promoting the thought. Yeah, I'm promoting.
I noticed that on Instagram. You do a lot of video, and I think that's really important. But you know, like I said, you've got to use that comment section to put the narrative that you're talking about, because a lot of that stuff is really important. You know, it's like a point of reference, and it'll get people into the conversation and staying on the video for longer. And then remember,
and that's what I'm focused on doing.
Instagram, the attention is 30 hashtags, you know, otherwise you get no attention. You're dependent on people seeing you in a newsfeed. So the attention is utilizing every one of those hashtags. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The information you gave me earlier, copied and pasted it and bookmarked it. So now that's my thing I read. I'm going to read every morning before I go to work, you know, so.
I'm so glad. You know where else is good for you? Listening to you talk, if you're going to do these videos, you've got to get into Instagram stories and do them there too. You know, that little extra time.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's pretty cool. And if you have other hip hop artists in your area, or people that you work with, and people that you're doing collaborations with, or even just people you want to talk to that you'd like to talk to, you can get into Instagram stories and you can do dual conversations. Like you see where you can bring people in, right? Like if they're listening to you,
you can push a button. Yes.
Right. I do that all the time. And it is so cool because then you now have somebody to talk to and like play off of. You're not just reading the messages.
Right.
That is really powerful. Another great thing, and I love that you're using Instagram. I totally think that's the place for you, especially for hip hop and what you're doing, you know, the conversation. But Spotify allows you to make audio conversations about your music. And you can post those up as well as the music. So
I've seen something about that the other day.
It wouldn't be a bad idea for you to have 3-minute audios on each of your songs or 2-minute audios so that you can have that conversation recorded. So when you're in the studio and you're doing the song, record a 2-minute audio too and release that all together.
Record a 2-minute audio while I'm in the studio. Yeah, making it live.
There you go. Yeah, I think you should do that. I think that it's kind of hacking the Spotify space as well as Instagram.
Gotcha. That sure should be my next move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? So what's going on? Now, you're in Georgia, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you are in, like, the Mecca for hip-hop right now. It's, like, such a huge market. Are you in Atlanta?
I'm, like, 10 minutes from Atlanta, right outside of Marietta.
So are you doing like on the ground guerrilla marketing kind of stuff? Are you meeting people and going to a lot of, you know, like a lot of places where, you know, events are going on so that you can meet people as well as doing online marketing?
I used to, but I don't want to be in a certain category. You know, I don't want to be a certain, like, because there's a huge music that is called hip hop, and it's more of the newer scene of hip hop. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be categorized with that because what I do is a little bit different. And I want to stand out as different. That's, you know, they say dare to be different. And so I,
sure.
So, you know, when I pass out CDs or I'm giving out my card or anything of that nature, I do it sporadically and then get away, you know, and then because
I try to network
across the whole, you know, East Coast. And if I can get to the West Coast, I will. However, but mm-hmm. I don't want to be the norm. And hip hop has gotten too much of the same, you know. It's like, okay, this is what's selling. Everybody, let's do it so we can all eat. And I remember a time when music was, this is what I have to say, and it's not about the dollar. This is what's going to help and touch people, and it's not about the dollar, you know. Because there's so many ways we can make money in this world, to where we can all make money. But at the same time, what message are you sending across? What are you standing for? And a lot of people. I call it monkey see, monkey do. And I have nothing against the music. I think the music is nice. But at some point, it's like you want to hear a variety of music. You want to hear something different. You don't want to continue to, like, every song. It's like one song that on a soundtrack that continues to play, you know, instead of stopping it saying, let's hear something else, you know, because there is something else out there.
So is that just locally in your area, do you feel, or is it hip hop across the nation and just in everything you're hearing?
I think it's hip-hop across the nation, but it's like we should – I think I've said it before. We should recognize there's genres of hip-hop. Hip-hop has gotten so big now that
– Yeah, it has.
There's categories. There should be categories. There shouldn't be just – and I don't like when DJs do it or like that. They say, hey, this is just hip-hop right here. Let's do it.
Right,
there should be
yeah.
genres. Like I call my stuff reality hip-hop and things of that nature. You know, and there is genres out there, but they don't make them known as much as they should. And that's why a lot of things get lost. A lot of music gets lost because you're like, oh, this is just another such and such song. I don't want to hear that. Hip hop is just all negative, you know, and that's what some people are thinking.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I really like, I love it when an artist does not embrace negative, like, I mean, violent negativity. You know, like you can talk about your hurdles and all the things you've been through and let people identify with that and feel better for having gone through it and having someone to relate to. But I really don't like the violence. I just don't want any more, you know, like even iTunes, they will not play us. They won't put us in the feed if we put violent songs in our feed. So we actually filter now where we never did in the beginning. Now it's gotten so bad that we have to like ask an artist, make sure you have a radio ready. We're back to that. Because although we don't want to filter, we just want to make sure that Facebook doesn't ban us, that Twitter doesn't ban your song.
Right.
I mean, we want to make sure that your song gets heard. So we got to give you, you know, the rules. And we are kind of back to that. But the culture is still, there's still a lot of people that are making, you know, violent a part of their brand. And it's kind of at a point where it's not making any sense anymore.
If you notice what happens is, if you go to a venue or you go to a venue to play your music and it's mm-hmm. something that's going to attract the wrong mind state,
right.
people don't want to be bothered with you. Nobody wants to be bothered where they
so
go have
true.
A good time and everything has to be negative or, you know, they have to look over their shoulder and it's bad. Who wants to do that anymore?
That's the thing.
You know, we see enough about it on the news and what's going on in the world. There's enough murderers and everybody on the news. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if somebody chooses to glorify it, by all means, I have nothing against them. But the message that I'm going to share is going to be something to better people, something to make people feel okay, to make somebody understand what life is like rather than that type of life. You know, I know what that world is like, but I don't have to be there. You know, I don't have to be there and I don't have to preach it either. So I won't, you know, those that do, hey, that's for them, you know, but I gotta do Giants. You know, I gotta be in the Giants lane.
You do you. You keep doing you, John. Thanks so much for being on the show with me today. This is awesome. And
I appreciate you.
Love what you're doing. You're welcome. You're very, very welcome. It's a great pleasure. John Hands on AVA Live Radio, coming back to us with a brand new song, his song Jane's, about a young boy growing up. It's culture, you know, it is good stuff. He makes really good stuff. You've seen his other songs featured on AVA Live Radio. He's always bringing something really important to the table, a very important message. He works really hard at what he does, and his energy is always something great. You know, I can always depend on that, as well as he's got so many good ideas. So, you know, go look at his Instagram, because he's going to surprise you. He's going to really change it up and do things differently. And also, you're going to see a lot of the Book of James.